We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Welcome in. How would you like to have a scheduled town hall like our next guest tonight and have to decide whether to cancel it or not? The crazies would have gotten there in some way, shape, or form. We'll be joined in a moment by Congressman Ryan Costello. He does have one on Saturday, though, we're going to talk about. Dow Industrials, just a while ago, crossed the Dow 25,000 for the first time. It would set history if at the end of the day, at the close, it would represent the fastest 1,000-point gain in the blue-chip index's history. Should it close above that mark? Wow. And Ryan Costello has been one of the guys pushing the tax cut bill and all things related to it. And I give credit that he was reassuring about the issue of state, local, and property taxes, that deduction wouldn't be completely taken out. I wish he had gotten it to Paul Ryan for another couple grand, maybe, rather than 10,000. I could live with 12 to 15. Let's go to Congressman Ryan Costello. Congressman, welcome in.
Hey, thanks for having me on. You're right. Tax reform plus regulatory reform means capital investment is increased, wages go higher, and now you're seeing the economy take off. And there's a lot of people that get credit for that, including most specifically this administration and the Congress and all the supporters out there that are standing up for this tax bill, because it is a good bill, despite what the Viva La Resistance is saying.
Yeah, well, so it's canceled tonight, obviously, for the weather, but I think the resistance, we're going to come there a reindeer. That's what I heard.
There's no doubt about that.
Yeah. So, but you are doing town halls, which is good, and you're doing one in Berks on Saturday night.
Yes, I'll be there. It'll be at Wyomissing at 1:30 in the afternoon on Saturday. I just think it's the right thing to do. Obviously, I would say, you know, 2/3 to 3/4 of the folks there are Democratic committee people or indivisible people or whatever. But that's fine. I mean, everybody should say their piece. And frankly, I think our ideas in terms of economic growth, I'm proud to stand behind what I believe in, you know. And I think we need more people doing that, right? Because clearly, and you mentioned it on your show the other day, the energy is on the left. And the only way to sort of push back against that is to explain what you believe, why you believe it. And you folks calling your show and do a great job. And the one reason I wanted to call today, Dom, besides talking about town halls, is I'm getting so much grief over Trump's big nuclear button. And I don't think it was a declaration of nuclear war, but you would think the world's about to come to an end with what we hear in our office and what goes on Twitter with the left over this thing.
Right, I mean, and they hold that standard. You're exactly right.
The internet was going to come to an end 2 weeks ago, and it's just the language is so over the top that I don't even know what to do anymore.
Well, and I want to couple that with, I follow the local papers, and we have a guy out there who likes you and sends me stuff from the Daily Local, and they had a story in there from your chief of staff or one of your people talking about what it's like day-to-day to be hunkered down. And you actually have people trying to come into the office, cause disruption. Civility seems to be a one-way street. They're disturbed about Trump, but their own actions certainly are not civil.
So the things that they take issue with over the president are some of the same, if not worse, things that they say to my staff and about me every single day, which, if that's what they want to do, I mean, they have a right. Look, you have a right to say whatever you want about your elected officials, but I do feel that there's a double standard. And listen, I invite everybody to come into my office and say your piece, but when you come in and sit behind my staff's desk for 4 hours, and when we ask you to move, you start singing songs louder than before and eating pizza on my floor and posting posters all over the wall saying it's your office because it's taxpayer dollars.
Oh, God.
I want to say, well, you know what? The school district, those are taxpayer dollars. So is the public library. I mean, there has to be some modicum of decorum, but that seems lost. And you know what? if you're part of the resistance, there's some sort of morally sanctimonious, you can just say and do whatever you want because I guess you think that you're just right or something. I just have to bite my lip, but I guess I'm not biting.
No, you are exactly right. You're experiencing it. You three here, me and Fitzpatrick and you, are experiencing it because they're targeting these districts big time. You're experiencing is probably as much as anybody in the country. Now, let's talk about an area that's going to be difficult, and I'm not sure on the House side what's happening. A lot of the action seems to be on the Senate coming up, and that's the Dreamers and DACA and all that.
Sure.
What are your thoughts on what's going on the House side with that?
My feeling is that the House will obviously take some direction from the administration on what is and isn't acceptable. In other words, I think that the House, members in the House would be more amenable to a deal if the administration were to say, this is the deal that we need to get it done. But I think most in the House would really like to see, I mean, border security, if you go back to 86, Reagan basically did a sort of Dreamers type bill, and we didn't get border security. And so you need border security in there from my perspective. And I don't understand for the life of me why Pelosi and Schumer don't accept that as, number one, common sense, and number two, a practical way to not only address the DACA kids, which, I mean, most people sort of view it a certain way, but also, like, make sure that we don't sort of encourage more people crossing the border illegally.
Well, that's exactly what will happen. People are, you know, in tune to this, and they realize they're willing to wait 10, 15, 20 years, whatever it takes again. Reagan said that was his biggest mistake. I think they're not saying that because they believe they have the upper hand and the moral authority, and you're mean if you're holding these other conditions to make sure that people are secure. That's why publicly they won't give any ground at all.
It's just bizarre to me that somehow a wall where there isn't one and there should be, more border security agents in areas where we don't have enough, electronic surveillance, drones, more interior enforcement. I just don't know how or why that's objectionable. I just don't understand that. So, but having said that, I mean, I think that you put them together, but if the president were to say DACA should be treated separately and I need it with some other stuff, I would bet you would see more Republicans handle it the way of the administration just because, you know, it's the president saying it. And I think candidly, Dom, with a lot of your listeners, some of the more conservative Republicans, and I think all people of all ideological persuasions listen to your show, but I mean, those that are more conservative probably would swallow a bitter pill if the president said we need to do this, but he hasn't said that yet. He kind of is doing two things here at once. He says something outwardly, but then you hear inwardly he's saying, well, maybe we can do something a little different. So it's hard to figure out where the president is on this one, to be honest with you.
I think it'll come down to the wire to figure that out. Now, there's a big column, this woman that covers the suburbs that I know, for the Inquirer, I'm not sure if you saw it this morning, about the swearing in yesterday of these four women. I think two of them were former Republicans, which is suspicious.
I did read that article.
Yeah, and it underlines, though, that it's not rational, and you have no animus. You have a good track record toward issues involving women, and all. There's nothing that should blow up, but you do have potentially a female candidate against you that I've discussed on my show that I think is going to have a hard time in this climate, given her previous job and what that involved in China and everything else.
Well, yeah, I mean, she basically was paying people 35 cents an hour to manufacture cheap sporting apparel. It's interesting, her biography, you never always just listen to a politician's biography, right, because they're just going to puff themselves up, but look at sort of what the underbelly of that. She's going to have some issues, I think, if she ends up being the nominee. She is a single-payer candidate. She does love Nancy Pelosi. So she definitely swings very, very left. I think she's trying to cover that up now and be sort of a middle of the roader. But she never talks about anything. She's afraid to be videotaped. She doesn't go out and speak to the public. She just goes to indivisible meetings. So I think her candidacy is very problematic. But again, in this political climate, look, the president is the president's unfavorability number is higher in my district than the favorability. I do think it's probably not as bad as some polling suggests, just because I think that there's a silent, there are some folks that support him that won't admit to it. But look, if Nancy Pelosi is going to be speaker, they have to win districts like mine, Pat Meehan's, Brian Fitzpatrick's. So it will be. I mean, it's going to be a clash of the titans, whoever they run, because there's going to be a lot of outside attention given to southeastern Pennsylvania, which is why I think, you know, making sure everybody gets out to vote all across the ideological spectrum. And it's interesting. I enjoy you. I respect you. Sometimes you're critical of me because you wish I was more conservative on stuff. And I accept that as a valid criticism. But you would think if you just listen to the Indivisible folks, like I'm the most, it's unbelievable.
And I agree.
They should call into your show and maybe you'd be a little bit better off to me sometimes.
Well, exactly. Well, that's newfound ammo there. So your next town hall then tonight is canceled, but 1:30. And where is that exactly on Saturday?
It's at Wyomissing in Berks County. It's the Wyomissing High School. And doors open at 12:30. You can go onto my Facebook page right now and sign up. You can always it's at 630 Evans Avenue in Wyomissing. It's the junior-senior high school. We videotape all of our town halls, and then they're available online for anyone to see that wasn't able to get there. And I would encourage everybody to show up just to get a flavor for what people are saying in the community, because I do hear a lot. If you want to hear sort of what the latest anti-Trump stuff is and all that stuff, you're going to hear that. But I also occasionally do get people standing up saying, you know, I support the president, or I don't like how you voted on this. A mixture of feedback and input is good, because it is a diverse district, and sometimes I feel my staff just hears one side of things.
I hear you. Well, good luck with that. No, I'm very glad you do town halls. I think it's incumbent upon anybody in office to do it. But I realize the difficulties with these people that just try to shout down and all. So hopefully there'll be enough people there that are there to confront you with issues, not just be screaming stuff. Thanks.
Yeah. Thanks,
Congressman, as always. Look forward to talking down the road.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.